Cambridge 105 Radio.
So hopefully on the line I will be speaking to my next guest, Warren Wilson.
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, good. Good to hear you on the end of the line there. I've not done this before. Julian's standing at my left-hand side, just helping me through. So, basically, you are raising funds for the local charity Campsite by holding a quiz night with a raffle. And so you're going to tell us more about the event, but also a little bit about your own personal journey with Campsite.
Yeah, sure. So, I've held this fundraising quiz and raffle for Campsite. This will be the ninth year, and I held it a few months after losing much of my sight at the age of 19. I lost much of my sight at the age of 19. Had just enough sight to finish writing my last A-level exam, and then went on to the hospital. Spent 2 weeks in hospital, and the hospital put me in touch with Campsite. And when I got in touch with Campsite, as you might imagine, there were a lot of things. A lot of questions I wanted answered. I thought, oh, how do I do many of the things that I take for granted? And they were able to teach me things like how to touch type, how to use software called screen reading software, which reads everything on the screen to you. So I can use Microsoft Office, Internet Explorer. I can do emails, all sorts of things that most people can. I use a smartphone to do, say, my food shopping, my banking, social media, all those sorts of things.
So really everything that we take for granted, you've sort of had to relearn, really.
Yeah, that's the way I like to think about it, is learning to learn again in some respects. So it's, I guess it's a bit of a different way of conceiving the world around you when you lose a pretty significant amount of sight. So I do have some residual vision, but I don't have enough to really be able to recognize people or read or see screens, that sort of thing. So, I've got light perception across most of my field, but just very low level of vision.
Yeah. So what is it that you actually have? And, you know, how did it come about, if you like? I mean, do they know what caused it?
So it's a very rare genetic condition called Leber's hereditary optic neuropathy. So a bit of a mouthful, LHON. And it's a mitochondrial condition that means that the signal is not coming through from my optic nerve to the back of the eye properly. That's a very, very basic way of describing it. But it was a very strange time, because the doctors and the opticians would look into my eyes and they'd say, it doesn't appear to be anything wrong. It was eventually a blood test to diagnose me as having this rare genetic condition.
So you're not a stranger to Cambridge 105 Radio. You've actually been in a couple of times, and in fact you and I have got previous together when we tried to tandem bike ride, which didn't work out terribly well, I have to say. But you've done various things to raise money for Campsite, but this quiz night, tell us more about it, where it's going to be held, and who it's for.
An event I really enjoy doing. It's something that's special to me. As I say, I've held it. This will be the ninth year I've held it. And as in the past 8 years, it will be held at the Frank Lee Leisure Centre on the site of Addenbrookes Hospital. I've got free parking at Long Road Sixth Form College, which is the sixth form college I was studying at when I lost much of my sight. It will be held on Saturday, the 8th of September. Doors open at 7 in the evening, and we're aiming to start things by 7:30. It's £5 per person, and the maximum team size is 6. And we've managed to secure match funding from Barclays, the branch on St Andrew Street. That was confirmed yesterday, which is absolutely fantastic news. And again, they've supported the event over the past few years as well, so really pleased to get that in the bag. And then for the raffle, we've got so many fantastic prizes from all sorts of places across Cambridgeshire. I could list a few, but I'm sure there might be one or two I might miss out. So we've got a 45-minute punt tour for 8 from Scudamore's. We've got a brewery tour for 8 people from Brew Board in Harston. We have the 10-pin bowling for 6 from 10-pin in Cambridge. We have vouchers from Honest Burger, from Yo Sushi. Cambridge United Football Club, Cambridge City Football Club have given us things. We have so many prizes. We've got afternoon tea for 2 and a vineyard tour from Chilford Hall Vineyards, just in Linton, just south of Cambridge. So yeah, the community is always incredibly generous.
It sounds
with the prizes that they give for these events.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's really great, actually, to hear that the sort of local businesses are kind of jumping on board to support a local charity as well. I mean, it all sounds really, really good. So you said there's a maximum size of 6. People presumably have got to come up with some sort of interesting names for their groups. The crazier, the better, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. No, I love that. I do actually have a prize I give to the team that comes up with my favourite name. It could be a pun, it could be something that makes me laugh, it could be, I don't know, maybe something topical, something quite creative always goes down quite well. I'd like to give a little prize towards the team who comes up with the most creative team name. I think I should also add, if people want to come along, they can email me on warren.wilson@hotmail.co.uk. Am I able to give my mobile number out on air?
It's completely up to you. You can be inundated with mobile numbers.
Sure, you can also call me on 07939 181288.
Fabulous, and they can get in touch with you there. How do you go about, getting these businesses to kind of come on board with you, especially someone like Barclays? So for every pound raised, they're going to match that. So how do you actually stir people up to kind of get on board?
Well, I believe originally it was someone I knew. So a sort of a fairly long-term friend who worked at a local branch. I managed to find out about the match funding from, and we managed to set it up with them. They've since moved on, and the relationship has continued. It can be a bit tricky if as staff come and go to try and sort of remind people about the event and keep things fresh in people's minds, but they always seem very happy to be able to provide the support, and there's usually a team of staff members come along and support at the event on the day, and it's fantastic. They've provided such great support, Barclays have. And in terms of the raffle prizes themselves, I usually send an email around to different places, just explaining a little bit about how CamSite has provided me support since I lost much of my sight at 19, and a little bit about a little mini narrative almost. Yeah. And people are incredibly generous. They respond to it really positively. And I'm always incredibly touched by the generosity of all the places that that give a raffle prize for the event. It's great.
Brilliant. Well, thank you for joining me on the phone today, Warren. And I hope the event goes really well. So just remind us when it is, Saturday the 8th.
Yeah, that's it. Saturday the 8th of September. Doors open at 7 and we're aiming to start things at 7:30.
Fantastic. Well, it's good to speak to you, and I hope it goes really, really well and you raise lots of money.
Thank you very much for this opportunity. Okay. I appreciate it.
That's all right. Take care now. Have a good day.
Take care then. Bye.